Mysterious God, sometimes I really am frustrated with your mysteries and long for certainty that I can set my calendar to, that I can set my heart to. But then I suppose it wouldn't be you that I was anticipating then, would it? Not knowing is seriously an important part of my call, seriously an important part of this job. So help me not pretend to know things that only you know, and stir up my own curiosity and wonder at all that you have made and done and are continuing to do. Wrench my hands and calendar and finger-pointing ways out of my very being and fill me with faith that helps me look for and see you in the past, right now, and in the unknowable future. Quell my fear. Kick up the impossible joy that only comes from you. God, this season puts a lot of pressure on me and my family. I know that you don't, but it would seem everything else has unrealistic expectations of how things should go and be and feel. And it sucks. Seriously, God, it is so hard to be family all year round, but especially in these next weeks, all through December. So as I seek to prepare to lead a faith community in worship and meetings and life together, so help me, God, to love those who I call family, like it or not. Help me hold my tongue when it really matters, and help my tongue form words of love or at the very least acceptance of my own situation in a way that acknowledges you and your ding-dang mysterious ways. Your love. It always comes back to your love. Help me see it, please. I pray today for my colleagues who know the push and pull and yanking of this season and how Christmas and all its trappings can make us feel, well, trapped. So I pray that they have people to be real with in the midst of unrealistic expectations. Because the performance part of ministry can do real damage to me and my colleagues and friends. Without real friends to be, well, real with. I pray especially for my CGP colleagues who are sick or just going through it right now. The holidays can expose our deep grief and sadness in new, surprisingly painful and stark ways. Especially those who are in fresh grief from the death of their parents, for Becca Krogstad, she grieves her mom, and for Scott Richards as he grieves his dad. We pray for Dale Degner and his ongoing life and management of cancer. Help him to see you and your love in the midst of it all. Cancer seriously sucks, God. I pray for Ben Hilding for strengthened immunity and increasing strides as he's back to work. For Nissa Peterson, as she and her family continue to ride the roller coaster of changing and declining health for her Grandpa Roger, and for the deep complexity of family decision making in light of all of that. Thank you, God. Seriously, thank you. You are faithful to me. Your love is your superpower. Your love gives me the ability to love. I love you so. Amen. Okay, dear friends, things are complicated and God is with you. Don't lose heart. Don't be afraid.